Good morning, Chuck.
I'm looking forward to the best day of my life here today.
Absolutely.
Oh, you cracked me up. Who else is on? I heard a lot of beeps. I guess somebody hopped on and went on mute already.
I know.
Yeah, we have people that just like to listen. They don't want to be known on our calls.
Yeah, well, we call those peekers. Uh-huh. Peeking in to see what we're doing. So, lots of good things happening.
Yeah, there's a lot of good things happening.
Yeah, I see you guys have a, I was on the internet and I was looking at the February events, and I guess Topeka has a, one of those, I forget what you call it.
A launch?
Yeah.
Topeka does?
Yeah.
Well, I guess somebody in Topeka ought to tell the other people in Topeka that there's something going on.
Yeah, I was kind of like, wow, well, I better get on the gun and see if I can get one going on here in Alaska, because nobody has filled out any paperwork or done anything, so I might have to. The only thing that kind of worries me is they ask, when you fill out the paperwork, it looks like you have to have a diamond or a platinum speaker.
Well, Chuck, how do you feel about going to Alaska?
I tell you, that would be nice, but I'm not going until July on a cruise.
Yeah, we've got to get that down on our calendar.
Huh. I know, that cruise ought to be, I think they were talking about that cruise on the cruise we were on. I think the ship, I haven't quite figured it out, but I think the ship that cruises up here to Alaska has a neon bowling alley on it.
Because
they were talking about the cruise to Alaska.
Wow. Well, I think we need to put that on our life cycle chart.
I think so. I know, I was just looking at my 2006 going, I need to make it 2007 now.
Well,
and the ship that's up there has a bowling alley in it.
What?
That's what I heard. The ship that comes up here. I'd have to look through my paperwork. I'd tell you what the name of the ship is.
We like one of the cruise lines we like best is Holland America, and they go to Alaska. The last time we were on a cruise to Alaska, we were on one of those, and they have millions of dollars worth of fine art on their ships.
Ooh.
One thing I enjoy.
How wonderful.
That sounds nice.
Anybody else come on our call?
Good morning, all.
Yes, it's Rachel, and I have to say congratulations. You're silver.
Yeah, that is.
Congratulations, that's right.
Yeah, I think congratulations needs to go to JW.
I didn't make silver.
But it's your team.
Hi, W.
Hi there.
Thank you, Rachel. Yes, we decided that there was a decision that Kenny and I had made a decision a long time ago, one of those life-changing decisions that we were looking for our business builders, as Chuck has so often encouraged us to do, and that when we went sober, I wanted a business builder to run with me. I didn't want to run it by myself. So Kenny and I, we had discussed placing an order underneath somebody that was frontline but wasn't doing anything yet. And so could have done that on Friday and enjoyed the weekend, and instead I held firm. I knew the Lord would bring somebody. And, JW, I just have to have you share that part about it, because it's a testimony about how God shows up at the most unusual, remarkable times, and it's oftentimes down to the last when you think all else is done. And I'd asked everybody I knew, please, I only need one more person. I had one, but I wanted somebody that would move. So, Jay, would you share about what happened?
Well, Nate and I had a in-home meeting with a lady, and she was inviting two neighbors, one next door to her, one across the street from her. And this lady is, I call her the foot doctor. She's a lady that is kind of a reflexologist. And she just, people have bone spurs, they have feet problems, everything. This lady's magnificent, and she's in her 80s, but she's all about nutritionals and all about health and all about a healthy mind, a healthy body. So we had a meeting with her and two other people Sunday. So we went over there, and we got there, and none of the other people showed up, and this lady said that we talked to her a little bit, and that she really enjoyed the products. She'd already used some of the products, and she wanted to send people our way, but she did not want to be involved in the business in any way, shape, or form. She didn't have time. She didn't have a computer. And she'd had a mild stroke many years ago that impaired her thinking. She didn't want to get involved in anything like that at all. And her daughter came in, and nobody knew her daughter was coming. And to make an extremely long story short, before we left, we signed her daughter up, sold her a water system, and sold her some nutritionals. And that's one of the things that helped us to get started. And her daughter used to be in Amway. She understands networking, and she's developing a pretty good interest in wanting a parallel income. So through all of that, on the last day of the year, we signed up another person and sold some products and helped us to move forward a little bit and helped Sharon and Kenny.
Mm-hmm. Right on.
Well, tell them the part about, okay, so we went underneath her and placed them. Tell them that part. That, this is so funny.
Well,
we went
at all. Since she was going to be, looked like she was going to be a mover and a shaker, and with her and her mom, and so we went in and placed a pretty good size order in underneath of her, and then Monday being New Year's, we did this Sunday night, I think about 11 o'clock, wasn't it, Sharon?
Yep.
Something like that Sunday night, and putting everything together and getting everything done. So we put all that underneath of her, and she had, New Year's Day, I didn't think much about it because I wasn't thinking a whole lot about her getting in. And yesterday, the second, she calls about noon, leaves me a voicemail, She says, there's an awful lot of products been ordered underneath of me, and I didn't order them. And I'm kind of concerned as to what's going on here. So I got her on the cell phone, and I said, don't worry, it wasn't charged to you. And I explained everything to her, and she says, wow. She says, I love the way this company works. And she just thought that was the greatest thing. And I said, well, that's the way, we are. We're a big family, and we just work together, and it was it looked like it was going to be beneficial to you and everybody else, and that's why we did it the way we did it, and that's why we pick out certain people to help and people that are motivated and want to build a business and want to have a parallel income, and you appeared to be that one, and you was the last one of the month that signed up, and you got the benefits. And she said, wow, I like that. So it served a lot of purposes, a lot of motivation, and it also showed how the company worked with other people and how there's not selfishness involved in this business, and I think it set a precedent for her that she will exhibit in her downline, and that she will exhibit to other people too, her and her mom both.
Well, I think one of the keys there was that the order that we placed is mostly, a lot of it has been with things that she talked about buying, or that
right.
JW and Anita have had people coming through that are noting interest in those items, so it wasn't just a random, okay, we're going to order this and place this underneath. It was very targeted on, okay, who can we go and retail this product to, or who has said they're going to order this, and so building those orders throughout the month. And listening to people throughout the month and realizing what you have to have on hand, it just it all fell together. And so that commitment of looking for business builders, Chuck, I have to thank you, because there was a couple of people who jumped up and were like, oh, yeah. You know, we're interested, but they never did anything. And I just said, what are you bringing to the table? I mean, what have you got? Well, excuses. I said, well, okay, you're on your own. Talk to you later. Because I knew, I was confident that God would bring someone.
And you love everybody, but you can only afford to have so many charity cases.
Right.
You know, one person with guts and conviction and perseverance is worth 100 with just a kind of a casual interest. And so, you know, you love all these people, and the ones that are just tire kickers, they can become people of conviction and, you know, and all that it takes. But you don't wait for them. You do find some that are, you know, they're convinced and they are determined to make it work. And you only need about 4 of those to make a fortune, and you can.
Right. Well, and her mother had expressed an interest in an air system and air purifier, so that is one of the things that we placed underneath our room. And then as soon as it arrives, we're actually going to take it over, let her mom look at it, let her use it, and she more than likely will purchase it.
Wow. That's pretty exciting.
So, for you, Vita, I had to just let you hear it in person. I had to hear it.
Well, you know, you were so sneaky and shy. Like I said, man, I think I heard some rumbling going on, but I wasn't sure.
Well, who would like to pray and get us started off today?
Oh, I will.
Great.
Father, we thank you for this day, and it's full of opportunities to serve people. We pray that we will seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, and that we will give the gift of Nikin to as many people as we can, because we know that it will help them physically with their health and can help them financially. And so we pray that you'll lead us to the people that are praying for answers to their dilemmas, and help us to every day get better at what we do and be diligent, as it teaches in the Book of Proverbs. And thank you very much for this marvelous business and the Nikin family. Thank you that Sharon went silver, and that others will soon do that. And pray that all we do will prosper as it promises in the Bible. So we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus' name. Amen. We know that's really, really, really an exciting thing. And like I was telling you, Sharon, little things happen, and it's just so amazing. One of the gals that I signed up, she is so amazing, because it's like, well, you know, we have these wellness home packets. You might as well buy, you know, one of the wellness home packets and get some extra product. Well, you know, I don't have that much money, so I'm just going to nickel and dime it and buy things as I can afford it. Well, I can appreciate that, and that's another way to get the products that you want. When I came home, I was looking, it was like the last day of December that she bought a Nikin, well, the ultralight pad, comforter, and pillow. And she did it without even asking me for help, which was like finally a big aha for me, because like, finally I got somebody. Finally they got it. Finally they did it on their own. It was like, how did I get this much volume? I can't believe I got this much. Where did this volume come from? You know?
So you still have enough volume. You're still on the run.
I think I'm still on the run.
So did you get over 3,000?
I think I did.
Right.
So I'm just kind of plugging away. So I'm gonna do it.
Well, so off of this call, I think it's interesting. We've got Jetty, who's gone silver, and she brought Ann along with her, myself, and Vita. You ought to be getting pretty close, aren't you?
I am. I can taste it.
Good.
JW has, something happened to him, I don't know, along the way, and he's so fired up that...
We just got more desperate, that's all.
Oh. I don't know if that's how I would describe it.
I don't know.
Motivated.
Okay, there you go.
You're going to tell some of our team members, well, Sharon will make you desperate. And then Rachel, how are you doing?
Doing good. I actually talked to Joe last night and for quite a while, and next Tuesday I have set up between 12 and 5 at his house, and I am working on setting up 1-hour time frames from, like, you know, the 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then all the way to 5 to get people introduced to the product, whether they're already familiar with VCAN and they want to know more about it, or business builder, roll out, any of those times, it doesn't have to be the same thing. So it's kind of an open house, but not really, because it's going to be set appointments. So that way I don't have 3 or 4 or 5 people there at one time, so my attention is completely focused on one person.
That's good.
That's great.
That's a great idea.
So that's
now, an awful lot of people, like that one-on-one. They like to have your undivided attention, and a lot of people will ask questions on a one-on-one they won't ask in a group setting, because sometimes they feel embarrassed, you know, to ask a question. You know, well, maybe everybody else knows the answer, and so I'm not going to ask that question. And on a one-on-one, you can get right down to the nitty gritty and the nuts and bolts of it. And I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, I think it's true. And I think too, whenever you're having more of like a one-on-one, you know, people are a little more relaxed like that. You know what you're talking about, and I think that they're a lot more willing to ask certain questions that they wouldn't if, say, a couple of other people were there.
Now, it's nice to have the large group, because it's nice to have the volume of people, but it's hard, especially if you're the only one there that can really, if there's only one or two of you there and you've got a fairly large group of people, it's hard to get to everybody and ask, you know, talk to everybody in a respectable time frame. So you lose a few once in a while because they think, well, you know, I got to get out of here, I got to go, time commitment, I've got to get back to whatever. And on a one-on-one, you don't have that problem because you've got that specific allotted time there.
Well, the question of the year is how we want to handle this call. And, Chuck, what would your reflection be on this call and the benefits of people? So I think you're going to look through different eyes than we are.
Well, as long as it's meeting needs, you know, I'd keep on doing it. If it doesn't get enough people on it to justify it, do something else. But Claudia has a call on Monday nights, starting next week again, but you know, if it isn't viable, do something else. You do whatever it takes, but as long as people are enjoying it and they're getting some benefits, you know, try different things and get different guests on as you go along. You'll meet leaders around the country that will be on your call if you want them to. And you know, they can be fill a real need. So just kind of take the pulse as you go along.
Yeah, I think that's great, Chuck. I think it's tremendous.
Well, reflections on that, because I've had some different suggestions, but this is really the people who are on here now have been the core group. We know we're starting up our P1 group again next week. Vita, would you consider defecting and coming to Midwest Call?
Yes.
Okay. I'll tell Jerry when I talk to him. Vita has defected. Just insights or input on what do y'all want out of this, what's working, what's not working. We love having the guests, but I think if we don't at some point incorporate the ignition sequence guide for new people to take a look at, we're missing the boat because we need to duplicate ourselves. But until we get somebody that's really strong and running, then, you know, really taking a look at, a serious look at going on Pathfinders. You know, if you bring one person on that's not strong or committed, it'll bring the whole group down, and we've seen that. So.
And if you're planning or thinking of doing Pathfinders, we have a downline platinum in this area, Karen Trubenbach, who yesterday morning at our breakfast meeting, she introduced a new silver couple in her group who also went silver last month, as you did, Rodney and Lois Bell, terrific Christian people, and it was largely due to the Pathfinders that they made it, you know, to silver. And Sharon, Karen Trubenbach is a very articulate, very intelligent, the President's Club, platinum, going for diamond, and she could give you some insights if you ever wanted to get her on a call.
Okay.
To help you, because she's, you know, been around for about, I think, about 9 years in NECAN. And they've got a great, great story.
We'll have to put her on our guest list.
Yeah, and she's also a real expert. She's probably about the most successful person that I know of to utilize fares and stuff like that to get. She'll do a booth at a fair and usually comes up with a new silver each time she does it. Really, really has a master of how to be at booths and fairs.
That's interesting because that's what Jetty did. And it's actually how I got my first wellness home, was speaking to a Parkinson's support group.
But if you ever want her phone number, email, or anything, let me know.
Yeah, I'll get that from you. Any other ideas or input? There's been discussion on shortening the length of the call, 1 day a week. Do we want to stick with 3 days a week? What do y'all think?
I think that's good. I think that would probably depend on how many people you're going to have on a P1 call, maybe, because if we have a lot of the people that's on this call that's on a P1 call on a Monday night call, maybe they don't want to do Monday morning. You'd only want to do a Wednesday and a Friday. My personal belief is that 3 days a week. Here's my personal belief. The more positive people you can talk to and associate with, the better your day is. And if you start your day off Monday, at least Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, talking to positive people and listening to positive statements, I believe, you know, it helps your day. Because when we all go out in the world, not all of us are out in the world working, but most of us are out in the world working during the day. And it's hard to find a lot of positive people out there that are maybe not in your team or in your group. are in your family. I think it's a great way to start your day off, but we're starting Vita's day off a little early that way.
Yeah, but she's wide awake now, you know.
But I mean, that's my personal intake on this call here. Not only is it, I think it's a motivator in many, many areas in Christian walk and starting off with a prayer. Going through the business, listening to people that come on the call that have been in the business a while, know how to do the business, their stories as to what their whys were and what got them through and where they're at and what their vision for where they're going is. I think is a motivator for all of us, I believe. I mean, that's my personal belief.
Yeah, I tend to agree with JW, and you all know what the lifeblood of your business is, your NECAM business.
The lifeblood of the NECAM business is people and the Lord.
Yeah, and here's what my answer is also, is it's the lifeblood of your business, and remember this, is new people.
True.
And when you get a new excited person, and you know, you should all be getting these right along, then they will make your call fresh, and you'll always have new stories and new personalities. And so just remember that the lifeblood of your business is new people, because some people just, they'll sponsor a few people and then they just manage them to death, you know. But if you keep getting new folks, that's where it's at. So,
absolutely.
Rachel, yeah. What are your thoughts? I think she's on mute. Anybody else? Steve, are you on?
I'm here. I like the Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I just think we need to limit it to, you know, 30 to 45 minutes.
Speaking of 30 minutes, I've got to leave, folks, but I am delighted that you're growing and Sharon went silver, and the best is yet to be, so.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Well, thank you.
Later.
So much, Chuck.
Good talk to you, Chuck.
Okay, so then I guess our next brainstorming would be, are we going to want to try and break it down where we have different facilitators on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday? Is everybody agreed that they still want to have it Monday, Wednesday, Friday?
I am.
At this point, that's fine with me.
Ada?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, like I just said, yeah, that's fine.
Rachel, are you in? Where did she go? She's still honeymooning. Okay, then what is our plan? Do we want to have different facilitators and invite? See, I think the strength of this, from my observation, is as we bring new people in, when we get guests, having guests is not going to be a hard thing when we ask people to join us.
Mm-hmm.
But we also need to have it where it's formatted to invite new people. Do you have any new people that would be looking at Pathfinder seriously?
I have the possibility of one, I think. And we've had one other one that's expressed an interest, but I really don't think that's going to go anywhere. But there is a possibility of one. Teresa might.
Oh. Now you got my attention.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not positive, but I think Teresa might. I need to have a little more conversation with her and see